the first ways of David, his father. This has been emphasized to us. And I want to continue on this line. In the history of the kings of Judah, there are three kings that are given to us where the ways of David were followed. Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, and Josiah. But the testimony that the scriptures gives of Jehoshaphat is different than the other two. And it's this little word that was emphasized to us, that Jehoshaphat walked in the first ways of David, his father. The other kings, the testimony that is given to them is that they walked in the ways of David, their father. But the description of the first ways, that which had been established. But when we read through these verses here in chapter 17, we learn why this is. Notice verse 5. Therefore the Lord, Jehovah, established the kingdom in his hand. The Lord established it. Jehoshaphat didn't establish his own kingdom. He was established in the ways of the Lord. We read in verse 6, his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. So we learn that it's a heart matter. We learn that it has to do with his affections. This is what was the motivating energy in the part of Jehoshaphat to seek the Lord. Revelation 2 was brought before us, the church at Ephesus. What was the downfall? Thou hast left thy first love. It was a heart matter. The affections were the problem. And something else had come in that had replaced those affections to draw the heart away from what had been established. This is exactly the problem that we learn in Jehoshaphat. He began well, as we heard, and he was established in the ways of the Lord, in the word of God, in the law of God, and his heart delighted in him. He was established. The Lord established his kingdom. But when we find that he joined affinity with Ahab, we read that he had riches and honor in abundance. It's a heart matter. It's the affections. And when there is that which comes in that displaces what has been established of our affections in Christ, who is the one who has given everything in order to purchase us as a possession for himself, that we are his, bought with a price, the precious blood of Christ. But when there is that which comes in that takes and displaces those affections and that reality in my heart, then we find that it's always replaced with something. With Jehoshaphat, there was riches, there was abundance, there was honor, there was affluence. That which had come in, that had taken a part of his heart. And this is where we see that downward path that we find in Jehoshaphat. But that's the challenge for us. These things are written for our learning. Now we take this to apply to ourselves the first ways of David. Our first love. Those affections for Christ, to seek to follow him in all sincerity and in the energy that he would give. What is my heart condition? Search me, O Lord, and try my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me.